This is his first official visit to China since Mike Pompeo took office as U.S. Secretary of State earlier this year. One of his main tasks is to brief Beijing about the recent Singapore summit between Washington and Pyongyang. As part of his talks with State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi, Pompeo has taken time to thank China for the role it has been playing in the Korean Peninsula issue.
And it's great to make my first trip to China as the United States Secretary of State. I want to thank all of our Chinese hosts for their incredible hospitality. I also want to thank China and President Xi for his role in helping bring North Korea to the negotiating table and for its continued support as we work to achieve the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo has arrived in Beijing after making a stop in Seoul. Speaking in South Korea, Pompeo says Washington is hopeful the nuclear disarmament on the Korean Peninsula can be achieved in the next 2.5 years. At Thursday's meeting in Beijing, he has suggested there is a great deal of work waiting ahead before the full settlement of the issue. He says Washington will be keeping in close contact with China on this front. For his part, Wang Yi has given high praise to the U.S. side for going through with the summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, suggesting it has brought the Korean Peninsula issue on the correct track of dialogue. He says China will continue to play its own role and keep close contact with all concerned parties, including the United States. When it comes to bilateral ties, Wang Yi is calling for the U.S. and Chinese sides to adhere to previous agreements by the leaders of the two countries. He's also called on both sides to solve their economic problems in a proper manner.
The two countries' economic teams have held several rounds of talks, reaching important understandings and consensus, and the most important one is to deal with differences in a constructive way. We hope the U.S. side walks along with China and abide by this consensus so as to achieve a win-win result and avoid a no-win situation.
Wang Yi has also warned the U.S. side not to take any unilateral, unconstructive steps or set new obstacles against further negotiations between the two countries. Meantime, he's also called on the U.S. side to abide by the One China principle, expressing concerns about some recent actions taken by Washington regarding Taiwan. Pompeo says, despite some differences between the two sides, Washington wants to continue with its long-term strategic relationship with China.
So there are many ways that we'll achieve that. Among the most important of them is we continue sound strategic dialogue between our two nations so that where there are places where we disagree, we iron out those differences and that we express our interests very clearly and work towards the peaceful resolution of those conflicts. Make very clear, there are many things today where China and the United States work very closely together that improve the lives for the citizens of each of our two countries. I mentioned a couple of them in my opening remarks. We'll continue to work alongside of those.
He also says that Washington has not changed its position towards Taiwan, saying the U.S. side will continue to adhere to the One China policy. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya.